Listener Production.
Police appealing for a gunman to hand himself in and politicians divided on yesterday's teacher strike. Showers today, we're heading to a top of 12 degrees. I'm Tessa Randello and this is your Hobart Local News. Police are urging a gunman who's been on the run since Monday after a shooting in the south to hand himself in. A large-scale manhunt continues across the south after shots were fired at police vehicles near New Norfolk, narrowly avoiding the officers behind the wheel. Brighton's Robert Grieg identified as the man who's on the run. The 33-year-old is believed to be driving a blue Holden Colorado. Commander Tim Dooley says they want the situation resolved as safely as possible.
We just want to resolve the situation. We think that for him to communicate with us would be a good way to do that. We can do it in a safe, secure way.
Politicians remain divided on the teacher strike that left schools closed until 10:30 on Thursday. They walked off the job to demand government action to address increasing workloads and stagnant pay statewide. But the Education Minister, Roger Yench, did not think the action was necessary.
This event this morning, to my view, was unnecessary.
No wonder the negotiations are going so well.
While the Premier Jeremy Rockliffe remains adamant he's committed to negotiations with the state's teachers.
That's what we want. We want to provide our young people with the best possible opportunity and create a job-ready generation.
A heads up if you need to fill up the tank. Now is an okay time before further increases. The ACCC is keeping an eye out for price gouging now that the fuel excise cut has been scrapped overnight. Peter Corey from the NRMA says the tax is on wholesale prices, not retail ones. So an overnight rise at petrol stations is likely dodgy dealings.
It's about 25 cents that will inevitably be passed on, but it should not happen on Thursday. And certainly not Thursday, Friday. It should take a bit more longer than that.
Tasmanian shoppers aren't letting five consecutive rate rises deter them from spending up big. The ABS says retail turnover in Tasmania rose 2.2% in August, which is the highest growth rate in the country. We continue to spend big on food, cafes, restaurants and takeaway has been helping prop the numbers up. And police who've died in the line of duty will be remembered today for their sacrifice. It's National Police Remembrance Day, and here in Tasmania, we're being urged to pause and reflect on the 44 officers who lost their lives while on duty. Commander Jason Elmer from Tasmania Police says the loss of any member is always felt deeply across the force.
Our police officers go out every day and who knows what's around the corner, and at times, their safety is at risk. And like I said, that was really reinforced on Monday night with three of our police officers very lucky to escape having shots fired at them.
The Jack Jumpers have now filled all four available development player spots, signing on Isaac White to complete the roster. The 24-year-old joined the club as an injury replacement for Clint Steindl back in August and has impressed ever since. White says he's stoked to secure the year-long contract and continue on with the club.
Yeah, happy to just get out there and just get amongst it. And obviously I've had some good moments, done some nice things, but long way to go to be where I need to be.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching...
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal... The algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.